PNC federations are suggesting that the state government actually underfunds public schools, that there is not sufficient money to actually pay for some of the basic needs such as textbooks, library books and other necessities for schools.
Now, as a parent, how does it feel watching the principal of the school having to ask for money for basic resources?
Generally, they're asking for things as on top of what the students have already got, just as extras to make the learning environment much better for the students. I think it's part of their role. If they need resources, then they need to find a source to find them.
Is there anything that sticks out in your mind as being sort of the worst request that you've heard of for something that needs to be funded?
Well, we've had requests for things such as air conditioning in a town where the temperatures get quite high, obviously into the 40s. So requests for air conditioning and even updating of electrical circuitry to cope with those sort of needs within a school. So that's a bit of a problem in an area where they're a necessity.
Do the requests vary from area to area, like across the state? You know, is it particularly different if you're involved with a school in the city, say, as compared to somewhere out in the far west?
What we've actually found from our research is that schools within cities have exactly the same types of scenarios that we're talking about here, that they've had requests for things such as air conditioning, upgrading of electrical work, textbooks. And it doesn't seem to actually change no matter where in the state you are, except perhaps some schools require heating rather than air conditioning.
Now, you've been involved in putting together the survey to find out about what is actually happening. Have the results surprised you at all?
Some of the results have surprised us in terms of the fact that there are PNCs out there being requested to pay for teaching staff, which is a definite no-no in terms of PNC fundraising. We fundraise with the intention of providing things that the government doesn't presently provide to our schools, and requests and wish lists from teachers. So our concern is that some of the things that are being provided are very basic, but are also way beyond what PNCs should be paying for.
What about a complete overhaul of how public primary and high schools are funded? Is that needed?
Oh, it's definitely needed. At the moment, we have too much money going to private schools. Public schools should actually be funded more equitably in comparison to what they are at the moment. And if there was more equitable funding, then what would happen is PNCs would not be approached by principals to actually request basic resources for their classrooms.
At the current moment in time, if we're talking about, you know, a lack of money, a lack of resources, is there any fundraising efforts locally within schools to try and raise the money to cover the cost that parents would have to be paying?
Generally, we fundraise all year round just for different things. And then when we've got a bit of money, if a department or the school asks for money, then we decide if it's warranted or not. But generally, it's an ongoing thing just to fundraise because we need the funds to run the school.
Now, as a parent, Dallas, you were talking, this impact bears down on you financially. How would a parent be coping with all this?
Well, I guess we're pretty lucky here in Broken Hill, the fees that we're paying for our public system. But there is a very low socioeconomic group of people in Broken Hill that would find it very difficult to pay their contributions every year.
Okay, so to wrap up with all of you, is public education still free or is it a myth?
Oh, it's definitely a myth that public education is free. Parents are being hit at all times to fund different situations within schools that really should be funded by the government. As I've mentioned before, things like textbooks and library books, and if there's change to curriculum, you know, new textbooks are required. And for things like, as I said, air conditioning, basic maintenance of schools, all of those type of things.